Place their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. Blessed are those who seek His face, who bend their knee and fix their gaze on Jesus. They won't be shaken. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing.
Bless God when the weapons forming. Bless God when the walls are falling. Bless God 'cause He goes. Okay, there we go. Welcome to day number 12 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's good to be back in America. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, just a quick little dip it on being mission-minded. Being mission-minded. Sharing the gospel and making disciples is being mission-minded. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 19, we all know it says, "Go therefore into all the world and make disciples in all nations." All nations. We have to actively share the gospel, spread the gospel, the message of faith, to everyday people in our lives, not just through mission trips. Okay? Hallelujah. Remember, we've heard it long that as soon as we leave the church premises, that's the mission field. That's where it starts, right when we leave the church. Mission-minded people hear the voice of God and obey when He tells them to go across the street, right? Across the state, to another country, and even around the world. How do we love our neighbors as ourselves? Well, I'll tell you this. One way is to be sure I share the gospel in love, meekness, and be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Active, mission-minded people are always looking for people who do not know Jesus. I know because I'm one of them. And we should be using three small techniques, if you don't know them, that I want to give you tonight as witnessing to people and being mission-minded. The three are active outreach, positive witness, and conversation. I think a year and a half ago, there was a man that came onto the church property, and he was over in this corner by the interstate. Well, he got out of the van, and he got out 15 or 16 little Doberman Pinscher puppies. Well, I went, drove out there, met him and his wife. I said, "Hi," introduced myself. They said, are we allowed to be here? I said, "Yeah, sure, you can be here. What are you doing?" "We live in Nashville, Tennessee, and we come up here because outside of Bawkins is the best place to get these little guys clipped," whatever they do to clip the Doberman Pinschers. "And we take them all the way back to Tennessee." "You come all the way to Bawkins to do this?" "Yes." So he said, "Do you mind if we're here?" I said, "You can stay here as long as you want, man. Anytime, this church is your home and you can do what you need to do." So for over a year now, he's been coming. And I go out every time I see him and I talk to him. And I witness to him a little bit. I brought my daughter out there. We've all seen the puppies at different times. 2 days ago, he gives me a call. His name is Ronnie. He said, "Randy." I said, "Ronnie, how you doing? I haven't seen you." He said, "Hey, I just want to let you know, I left a puppy pad on the top of my truck that had lots of poop on it." And he said, "I usually fold it up, take it." And he said, "I drove off by accident. If it's on the church property, I'm so sorry. You can discard it. I don't need it." And I said, "Hey, no problem." I said, "How you doing, Ronnie?" And he says, "You know, you're a pastor, right?" I said, "Yeah, I am a pastor." He said, "For many years," he said, "I have just been putting the puppies first. Every time I wake up, I think of puppies. How can I put God first?" And he starts to cry on the phone. Wow. You know what? That is active outreach. And I talked to him for 35, 40 minutes on the phone. Active outreach. I reached out to him. He didn't come to me. I went to him. That's one way of being mission-minded, is doing that. Active outreach. When we moved into the neighborhood, I wanted to be a positive witness, you know, and just show people who we are before we told them about Jesus. Well, Nicole decided she wanted to forget being the positive witness and go straight to conversation. So she takes over to Ray and Annie's house and starts talking about Jesus right away. Although I thought it was a bad idea, I wanted to be a positive witness first so they know we weren't crazy. She went straight to conversation, and Annie starts bawling her eyes out. And they've been part of this church now for 16, 17 years. It's phenomenal to us. So we have to be active outreach. We have to be positive witnesses, and then we can go straight to conversation. And there's other things that we need to be aware of also as mission-minded people. We approach conversations about faith with sensitivity and respect for other beliefs. Even though they may be wrong, we still have to be sensitive to it, okay? For instance, the Philippines are full of Muslims. They're coming from another nation. And so when I was preaching on Sunday morning at the church there, Identity Church, when I got to Hagar and Abram, I said simply that because Abram, lack of faith in God, sleeps with Hagar, I said Ishmael was born and the Muslim nation was born. I didn't say, and then one of the most damnable doctrines was born, the most dangerous, you know, religions, false religions, was now created in the earth. I didn't do that. It didn't need to be said. Even though it's true, it didn't need to be said. Amen? And in the schools, when I talked about other gods, I didn't say mean things and bad things. I just said that, listen, there's only one God who is alive. He's alive and well, and his name is Jesus. And I said, all these other gods that people believe in, I said, they can't answer your prayers. Dead people do not answer your prayers, but Jesus is alive and well, and he's the only one that can answer prayers. Amen. Come on, somebody. So be careful and be sensitive to other people's beliefs, even though they may be wrong, when we're mission-minded and being mission-minded. While being mission-minded is important, ensure it doesn't consume your life to the point of neglecting other important aspects, like family, of course, personal well-being. There has to have a balance. You have to be balanced. Before Pastor Dostek died, he said, Randy, I want you to take over PDM. I want you to do all I've been doing. I'm going to give it to you. I want you to go to all these nations. I want you to do everything. And I said, okay. Well, of course, my wife steps in and she says, I don't think so, Dad. I don't want my husband leaving every month, twice a month, three times a month, neglecting the family, neglecting me. You know, I don't want that to happen. And so I go overseas four times a year. I have a balance with it because the church is number one uno priority. All right? Actually, my family's number one uno priority. The church is next. Outreach and overseas is after that. So we have to have a balance in this thing. Amen? Are you following me? All right. And while I believe in humanitarianism, being as mission-minded as I am, I would not dig wells and fund or build orphanages without sharing the gospel. I won't do it. I see it happening all over the world, because in the end, those people might have some water. They might learn to be self-sustainable, but they have no hope in the end. If you don't share Jesus, what do they have when they die? They have nothing. So always, when you're being mission-minded, always share the gospel no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are. That is very important. Amen? All right. And you need to understand in this last minute, the mission, being mission-minded, is not a task. It is a lifestyle that Jesus commanded us to be doing all the time. It's a lifestyle. It's not a task. This is why we put the invite cards on the pews every single week. It needs to become a culture we embrace here at Only Believe, and we've been working on that for year after year after year, to invite constant outreach, positive witnessing, and conversation. That's what we need to be doing as we are stay mission-minded. Be relational. Get out of your own bubbles. Make relationships with people, even the ones the Bible calls the least of these. And there's lots of least of these out there. I tend to go to people that other people will not go to, will not talk to for whatever reason. I'm drawn to those people, and I'll go there and I'll love them like I love you. That's being mission-minded. And that's what Jesus did also. Remember, he said it wasn't the saved that need help. It wasn't them that needed a doctor. It was the ones who were broke, who were sinners that needed help, that needed a doctor. And that's who we are after. You need to see sinners and strangers as potential brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? That's how we become mission-minded. So again, constant outreach, positive witnessing, and conversation. Let's do that as we're going out this week and next week, and ask God, you know, to help us find somebody every day when you wake up. God, show me who I'm supposed to speak to today, and he will do it. Amen? All right, come on. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Release a miracle now. Oh. I heard you made the wine from water. You raised the dead to life with a simple word. They marveled at your signs, your wonders. They thought that you had died, but you saved the world. And your spirit fell like fire. So like a fire, come and fall again. 'Cause you know my body's broken. You know my eyes can't see. You know I'm looking for a miracle. So why not here? Why not me? Even when it all seems hopeless, even though we don't know how, Lord, we're believing for a miracle. So why not here? Why not now? Oh, release a miracle tonight. Oh, you called a sinful man to walk on water.
Miracle, so why not here? Why not me? Even when it all
I'm living, breathing proof that things can change, that the saving gift of grace, it really stays. With all the twists and turns on my mistakes, how I made it over, you were the only way. I'm not perfect, don't always get it right, but I'd rather walk by faith and not by my foolish sight. So lead me on, lead me on, lead me on, please lead me on. I may not have it all quite figured out, no, but I don't think it matters. I think you like it that way. Jesus, you're the potter and I'm the clay. You're making me like you more and more every day. Oh, I'm not perfect, don't always get it right.
Didn't know where else to go. I tried so many other options. he said it, he will do it.
Above them all, and the angels cry, Holy,
There is often no nothing but you crucified. Somehow in this room right now, it is enough. The weight of the world, too much for the souls of men. But somehow you hold it all upon the cross. Calvary's enough. Calvary's enough. When I know nothing, when I know too much, what I choose to know right now. You resolve to die, scarlet flowing from your hands inside. Covenant is sealed and ratified. You knew the cost. As the darkness fell and the temple curtain tore, the death I deserved, you made yours upon the cross.
Got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us.
the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something back to birth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song it is not what you have required. Search much deeper within, through the way things are going. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, I'm sorry. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this whole. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing.
For every calmness you kept in the valley, for every burden you lifted with ease, we are gathered with great expectation, Lord, we believe.
All right.
You never cease to amaze us, all of the praises, Lord, they belong. You're about to do every good thing. Every good thing comes from you, yeah. For every season that showed us your sovereign, for every trial that taught us to trust, we are standing right here in your purpose as you stand. Receive all the glory, come on.
Hallelujah. Every good thing. Every good thing. All right, well, we're going to pray for some missions here as we close. Now, I wrote a few down that I know of and that I'm aware of, but there might be others out there that you know. So as we're corporately praying tonight, maybe the Lord will bring those up to you. You just bring those out before the Lord as well. So, okay, here we go. Father, we come to you corporately. Oh, we thank you for what you are doing, Lord God. We thank you for our prayers being answered. Lord, I thank you for more praise reports than prayer requests in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for doing what you're doing in this house through us, Lord God. Hallelujah, prayers being answered all over the place, Lord, tonight. We thank you for that, God. And tonight, we bring up several different missions, Lord Jesus. God, PDM, Dream On. Wow, missions around the world, YWAM, Samaritan's Purse, Gospel for Asia, Compassion International, Christ for All Nations, Metro World Child with Pastor Bill Wilson, and Lord, there's others. But God, through their unwavering commitment, these organizations are bringing hope, they're bringing healing and transformation to individuals and communities around the globe. God, from remote villages to big cities, they are spreading the message of love, compassion, and salvation. And so, Lord God, we ask that you increase the faith of the leaders who are over these missions. God, increase the faith of pastors and evangelists. Encourage them, Lord. Give them wisdom and discernment for the problems that they face on a day-to-day basis. God, may they endure these problems and hardships as a good soldier in Christ Jesus. Paul even says in Romans 15:30, Lord, that I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. God, we bring them before you right now, these organizations. We thank you for giving them vision as they plan crusades and outreaches, and wisdom as they carry out the plan, Lord God. Give them direction, what areas you want them to go and focus on. And as you do, strategically plant those who they will be in relationship with, Lord, to make things happen. Good men and women of God with a good name in their communities and in their cities. Join them supernaturally, Lord, with like-minded pastors and leaders wherever they go. God, that can make a difference. God, those people, Lord, that are saved, they're sanctified, Lord God, filled with the Holy Spirit. They have a good name, Lord God. Link these groups with those type of people around the world in Jesus' name. Colossians 4:3 says, at the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mysteries of Christ. God, open the areas where there are barriers to the gospel. Open nations and cities. Open up public schools and universities where the gospel can be shared in the powerful name of Jesus. Darkness has no hold. Darkness has no power. The name of Jesus will go into every crevice, into every city, into every nation in the powerful name of Jesus. God, we break down those barriers in Jesus' name. Allow their hearts to be softened so they can hear the love of Jesus and the good news wherever they go, Father. We thank you for it tonight. God, we thank you for miracles, signs, wonders that accompany your name wherever they go and whatever they do. We thank you for a greater move of the Holy Spirit in these last days and in crusades and meetings and healing festivals, Father. Lord, that your name will be spread like fires of California, but instead of devastation, it will bring life to the cities and villages, God. It will bring hope to people as they are set free, as they are healed and delivered and hear the good name of Jesus. Joy and happiness will fill people's hearts, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. We speak these things into existence, and by faith, they will be done in Jesus' name. We thank you for that tonight, Lord God, as touching and coming together as one body and one unit, Lord God. I thank you for these things being done. And God, as people hear and receive, we pray that the church will grow in numbers, spiritual commitment and service to the community, and that the church will be formed more in the image of God through prayer, worship, and studying your scriptures, Lord Jesus. God, we prophesy that more churches will be built everywhere the gospel is preached. More wells will be dug. More orphanages will be constructed. People will prosper and be in health in these cities and communities and way out in the bush where the gospel is preached, Lord God. Hallelujah, wherever your name is proclaimed, God, I thank you that future will be brought, that hope will be brought, Lord God. Hallelujah, life will come to those places in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for these things here and abroad in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we pray for your provision and financial resources, necessary supplies, and logistical support for the mission trips and work that is being done by these organizations we just mentioned above and have brought before you tonight, Lord. We thank you for bringing big donors, Lord Jesus, billionaires and millionaires, Lord God, small donors and people with the heart for missions to give to our organizations and these organizations, Father. Speak to their hearts, Lord God. Let them somehow, some way see what they are doing. Let them watch a video, God. Bring somebody with a testimony by their path, Lord Jesus, and that, God, that will strike their heart, Lord God, and give them, Father, compassion, and God, that they will put their money into these things. Give us people who will partner with us and commit their money to us and entrust us with what they cannot do for themselves, Lord Jesus. God, bring those that are called to be givers our way, those that are called to finance crusades and events, Lord God. Bring them our way, Lord God. Open up the doors for those people to come to us. We know they are helping build the kingdom through us in that way, Lord Jesus. We thank you for blessing them beyond what they can imagine. Lord God, blessing them with good health, with joy that is unspeakable, Father. We thank you for protecting them from the enemy's tactics and schemes. We ask that their faith be renewed and revived by their giving in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bring all these things to you, all these things that we have said, God, and we just thank you for all that we have prayed here tonight. We believe that we have received these things in the powerful name of Jesus. And Father, for this last minute, we just thank you. We just lift our hands and we lift our voices and we just thank you, Lord God, for the victory. God, we thank you for what you are doing and what you have done, Lord God, through these organizations. Lord God, hallelujah, that their names come to the front, God, of everybody's mind in the name of Jesus because of their integrity, because of who they are, because of what they do, and because they proclaim the name of Jesus, Lord God. And that everything they do, your name is there. They are witnessing, Lord God, as they do these things, as they help people, Lord God, and tragedies, Lord God. They witness for you. And God, because of that, you are blessing them, Lord God. Because of that, you are bringing them to the top, Lord Jesus. And God, I thank you that they will be successful in all that they do, Lord God. And we give you praise for that tonight. We give you thanksgiving for that tonight, Lord God. For you are wonderful. We love you and we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for answering our prayers. God, we thank you for answering our prayers in the powerful name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you honor tonight. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Rebo koriande rabakasite, sosta mama hasate, robo koriande rabakoto rabamasite, lesto koshota ramakasata, lema mariande ribakosoto rababasata. Oh, we thank you for those doors being open. Hallelujah, those doors being open. Hallelujah, that everywhere your name is being proclaimed, Lord Jesus. Father, hallelujah, in the farthest corners of the earth, Lord God, your name is being proclaimed, Lord God, through social media, Lord Jesus, through these people, Lord God, and these communities. Hallelujah, these organizations, Father, are going where no man has been able to go before. That, Father, after your name has been said, after everyone has heard the gospel, you said you will come. Father, we thank you for coming quickly, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming quickly, Father, that all these, Lord God, will hear and will entrust in you and give their life to you, Lord God, through these organizations. Father, we thank you. Again, we thank you and we praise you for it this evening. Hallelujah, you're worthy. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be lifted up, Father. Ramo horiande reba kosol daraba. Siste bo shonde ribo kotiande. Le mamarada bakasata. Le hosotaraba bakatata. Lima moromba hamariande rebo. Sole bakasa. Isto roma bakasata. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And we give you praise and glory tonight. And everybody says, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys.